Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Huttle. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Hello.
Hello, Joan. Have you finished that mountain of ironing you were working on this morning?
Yes, and it just about finished me.
Well, darling, you deserve some fun. Why don't you and Bob come over and play some cards after supper?
Oh, Peg, I'd like to, but my stomach's upset and I feel achy all over.
Now, look. Fun is good for you. You just take some Alka-Seltzer right now, and by dinner time, you'll be ready to enjoy a little fun.
Yes, and she will. You see, Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Now, starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. So, for headache, upset stomach, or general achiness, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
Ah, boy, oh boy, I can't wait to get started, Molly. Look what a beautiful morning. You got the lunch packed yet?
I'm hurrying as fast as I can, McGee.
Doc and Herb will be here any minute. Boy, when I think of all them little fat ducks up there at Lake Wapahokee just waiting for me to get there. Hey, you got the lunch packed yet?
You take it easy, dearie. If I hadn't spent 35 minutes getting you out of bed, I wouldn't have to rush like this now.
Well, I was tired, kiddo. Don't forget I was up half the night taking my shotgun apart and cleaning it.
And don't you forget I was the one who put it back together for you. I'm as tired as you are.
Hey, be sure and put a lot of mustard on the sandwiches, will you, Molly? Plenty of mustard.
Dr. Gamble doesn't like mustard.
That's what I mean. Once old Fatso gets his grabby little hands in that lunchbox, Herb and I may as well choose up for the wax paper, because that's all that'll be left. Put plenty of mustard on them. Ah, let me see. I got my stuff all ready to go. My pocket full of cigars, chocolate bars. Better get my hat. Hey, Molly, you seen my hat? My hunting hat?
Look on your head.
Huh? Oh, thanks, kiddo.
Well, here's your lunch, sweetheart.
Good.
I made 5 sandwiches apiece, and there's apples and bananas.
Swell, swell. That'll last us till noon, anyhow. I always get hungry when I start on a trip. We got a 400-mile ride ahead of us, you know.
Well, you are equipped, sweetheart.
I always go first class.
This living room's going to look mighty empty when you get all that junk out of here. If I were you, I'd leave half of it at home.
Oh, I can't do that, Molly. There isn't a thing here that I don't need in case something I brought along don't work. On trips like this, you got to be prepared for emergencies. Like the pioneers in the old covered wagon days.
Now I know why they had those wagons covered.
Hmm?
They must have been a mess inside.
Ooh, 6:30. I wonder what's keeping them guys. I think I'll call Doc and see if...
Ah, there they are. There they are, sweetheart. There's the doctor now.
Oh, boy, good. I got my hat, my duck call.
Hey, McGee, let's go.
Start piling me up with this stuff, kiddo. I'm going to have to make a few trips.
All right, hold still.
And hang this lantern over my arm and give me my duffel bag. That's it. I'll take the boots under this arm. There. Drape the raincoat over me and pile the blankets up on my arms here, and you can put the first aid kit under my chin.
Hello, Dr. Gamble.
Good morning, my dear. I see you're busy getting Junior's gear ready. Where is the little man? In bed?
Right here, Doctor, under this pile of equipment.
Well, don't just stand there, Fatso. Lead me to the door.
Well, you'll have to excuse my confusion, McGee, but this is the first time I've ever seen a war surplus store with feet.
come on, funny man.
Are you sure you'll need all this stuff? We're just going up to Lake Wapahokee. We're not going to open up the west. It's open.
Which way is the front door? This stuff is getting heavy.
Not that way, dearie. You're going into the kitchen.
Oh.
I'll hold the front door open, Doctor. Lead him out.
Yeah, over here, McGee. More to the left.
Yeah.
That's it.
Watch the steps now, sweetheart.
Grab some of this stuff, Herb, will you?
Yeah, sure, Fib. Hi, Miss McGee. Here, give me that.
Hello, Herb. You've got a pretty day.
Oh, this ought to be a great trip, Miss McGee. I haven't been hunting since I was a kid.
You guys stuff this stuff of mine in with your stuff, will you? I'll run get some more stuff. You got room in the trunk for that stuff, Doc?
Oh, brother, when this boy travels, he travels.
Now, here's his raincoat, suntan, oil, and mosquito net.
I'll take it.
Here's some lunch I packed for
you. Oh, swell. Thanks, Molly.
Yeah, here's the box of groceries, fellas. Help me get it in the trunk, Doc.
Give us a hand, Herb.
Yeah.
That's it. Looks like we'll eat, boys.
Put that axe and shovel in here, and the shells, and my gun. Now, well, that's it, fellas. Let's get rolling. Ah, Lake Wapahokee, here we come.
Now, please be careful, boys, and have a good time.
Yeah, we will. So long, Molly.
You take care of yourself, Molly. And we'll bring you a lot of nice ducks, Tootsie.
I'll miss you. Have fun and be careful.
We will. Bye. Lock up good at night.
Goodbye, Miss McGee.
Goodbye, my dear.
Bye, boys. Keep your eye on McGee, Doctor.
Ah!
Don't you worry, my dear. When that boy has a gun in his hand, we don't take our eyes off him for a minute. Goodbye.
Well, there he goes, bless his little heart. I think I'll call the hardware store and order a popcorn popper. It's going to be mighty quiet around here the next few days.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
This is Eleanor Engel. Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you must guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets, regularly, every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. They are prescription-quality vitamins in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them willingly. And one-a-day brand multiple vitamins contain vitamin B12. Buy a package at the drugstore today. You'll be surprised at how inexpensive this important protection actually is. Ask for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
How much farther is it to the lake, Doc?
Oh, about 50 miles from that last turnoff, Herb. You getting tired?
Oh, my neck's a little stiff.
Pull up. I'll drive for a while.
No, you drove the last 100. Why don't we wake McGee up? It's his turn.
No, don't do that. Let that sleeping dog lie, I always say. Let's not invite trouble.
Yeah, but he's been sleeping ever since we left town. You and I have been doing all the driving.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it wonderful?
Wonderful?
Well, it's a little hard to explain, but by the time we start back home, I think you'll understand. You've never been on a hunting trip with McGee, have you?
No, I haven't been hunting at all since I was a kid.
Well, this will be a fascinating experience for you, my boy. I better brief you a little.
Yeah?
Like, for instance, if you wake up about midnight with somebody stomping around the cabin, striking matches and rattling dishes, that'll be McGee. He gets hungry.
Oh, fine. He always get up to eat?
Always. And if you hear a howl around 2 or 3 a.m., sort of like a bobcat with a cut throat, that'll be McGee. After he eats, he has nightmares.
Hmm. Sounds pretty gruesome. Anything else?
Well, there's the bear traps.
The what?
He's terrified of bears. Didn't you see the bear traps he brought?
Oh, you're kidding. No bears in this country?
Well, just don't walk around outside in your bare feet till he tells you where the traps are. He changes them around every night to confuse the bears.
What bears? That's the craziest thing.
I don't know what bears. He's never caught any yet. But those traps can break your leg. What are you stopping for? You tired?
No. I don't know. Maybe I ought to bail out here. I got a wife and two kids.
Oh, take it easy, Herb. I've hunted with him for years. You just have to take a few extra precautions and then...
I think you're pulling my leg anyhow, Doc. Nobody would bring bear traps on a duck hunting trip to this country.
Where are we? We there? Is this it?
No, McGee. Still 50 miles to go.
Oh. Well, I better get some of my gear straight. Have you seen my bear traps?
Hand me my sleeping bag, Doc. I'll hitch a ride back.
What's the matter with him?
He's a little nervous. His first hunting trip. You know how it is.
Oh, sure. Well, there's nothing to be ashamed of, Herb. I was the same way. Come on, get back in. You're probably tired, boy. I'll drive the rest of the way.
Hey, McGee, watch where you're driving. You're bouncing the car all over the road.
Stop beefing, will you, Doc? I know what I'm doing.
Well, you better go easy, Fib. This dirt road's a little rough. A lot of chuck holes.
I'm watching the road. I've seen every one of them chuck holes.
And you've hit every one of them, too. So far, you got a perfect score.
Well, maybe you'd like to drive.
Yes, I would.
Well, okay, it isn't your turn.
I believe you like this. Just because you once had an uncle who was a cowboy, there's no reason to bounce us all over the... What was that, McGee?
Sounded like something dropped out of the bottom of your car, Doc.
Some road.
What was that, McGee?
Well, whatever it was, you didn't need it in the first place because we're still going, ain't we? Anyway, this road is too narrow to turn around. It's too dark anyhow. We'll pick it up on the way back.
If we ever get back. McGee, if I ever ask
hey,
you...
Hey, fellas,
to...
there's the lake up ahead. We're here.
Yeah, I see it, Doc. Right through them trees. Oh, look at that moonlight.
I hope it's not a mirage. I wouldn't want to go through another mile of road like we just went through.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Wapahokee, here we are. Yahoo!
There's the cabin down on the left.
Yeah.
Well, I be glad to stretch.
Hey, it looks like a pretty nice little cabin, fellas.
Oh, it looks like the Waldorf Astoria to me at this point. I'm tired.
And hungry. Gee, isn't this beautiful country?
Look at that lake. I'll bet that baby's loaded with ducks.
Well, come on, let's get unpacked, man.
Yeah.
I'll take the bags and blankets in.
Oh, I'm starving.
Yeah, me too.
Give us a hand with this gear, McGee.
Okay.
Herb and I'll take this stuff in and get the fire started. You get the groceries out of the trunk, will you?
Okay, but be careful with the fire now, Fatso. You know what happened the last time.
Yes, I know. That's why we're making it this time.
Well, I got the sleeping bags in, Doc. What's next?
You can give me a hand with some of this cooking equipment. Boy, am I starved.
Me too.
Hey, Doc. I got a little bad news for you. I dropped the food.
Come on, Herb. Butterfingers is at it again. Luckily, it's mostly canned goods. All right, McGee. Where did you drop it?
Well, you remember on the way up here when I hit that big bump and something fell out of the car?
Uh-huh.
I figure it's about a mile and a half back down the road there because... Now, wait a minute, Doc. I'll go. Put the gun down. I'll go.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
I suppose it's no news that cold-catching weather is upon us. And if you're feeling the unpleasant effects of cold discomforts and you don't know about Tabson, then here is really good news for you. Tabson, T-A-B-C-I-N, can help you. Yes, Tabson can relieve the sniffles, sneezes, watery eyes, feverish feeling, headache, and general aches and pains. What's more, you can take Tabson at any stage of a cold. You'll be delighted with the wonderful way Tabson brings relief in colds. Buy some at your drugstore in the bright red package. That's Tabson.
Hey, Doc. Hey, Doc!
What? What's the matter, McGee?
I'm hungry.
Oh, go to sleep.
Yeah, but gee,
what... Go to sleep!
Okay. So long, everybody.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Dr. Gamble is played by Arthur Q. Bryan and Herb Travis by Parley Bear. Now we'll let them rest their weary bones over the weekend. But don't forget to pick us up again next week, because what happens to them from here on shouldn't happen to a dog. This is John Wald leaving for Lake Wapahoke immediately to be with you Monday on Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Daytime companion to America's women, weekday on NBC Radio. Companion to America's women, weekday on NBC Radio.